This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators filled Hong Kong's international airport on Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. On the streets of Hong Kong earlier Monday, enraged protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Hong Kong's deputy commissioner says he will continue deploying officers against what he refers to as violent protesters.
As long as they are violent protesters, if they are aiming to use deadly force against any other people, we will try our best to do investigation and have them apprehended.
Dozens of injuries were reported. New Trump administration rules are taking effect today that might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. AP's Sagar Magani explains.
Federal law already requires immigrants seeking green cards and legal status to prove they will not be a burden to the nation. The new rules kicking in today detail just what could disqualify them. They could deny green cards to those who use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance. Citizenship and immigration officers will weigh those factors along with things like education and income in deciding who gets legal status. It's one of the administration's most aggressive efforts to restrict legal immigration, and is part of a push to focus on immigrant skills. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia held a memorial service on Monday for five scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week. U.S.-based nuclear experts say they suspect the explosion occurred during the testing of a nuclear-powered cruise missile. Authorities have been slowly releasing information about a blast during a rocket test on a platform in the White Sea off northern Russia. You're listening to VOA News. The man suspected of shooting at people inside a Norwegian mosque on Saturday and of killing his stepsister appeared in court on Monday. A judge gave police permission to hold 21-year-old Philip Manshaus in custody for an initial 4 weeks while he's investigated on suspicion of murder and breach of anti-terrorism law. Manshaus' lawyer says his client has not admitted to any crimes. The latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has ended. Taliban spokesman says both sides will now consult with their leadership on the next steps. He made no statements on the outcome of the talks. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is promising a thorough investigation into the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, a disgraced financier who was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Barr says those accusing Jeffrey Epstein of sexual abuse will not be forgotten.
Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
The manner in which he died remains a mystery, but guards on Jeffrey Epstein's unit reportedly were working extreme overtime shifts to make up for staffing shortages on the morning of his apparent suicide. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
A person familiar with the operations tells the Associated Press that the Metropolitan Correctional Center's special housing unit was staffed with one guard working a fifth straight day of overtime and another who was working mandatory overtime. The person spoke on condition of anonymity. The lockup remains so short-staffed that the BOP is offering correctional officers a $10,000 bonus to transfer there from other federal lockups. That's along with a so-called recruitment incentive that amounts to 10% of new guards' first-year salaries. I'm Mike Hempen.
South Korea says it is removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. The move is the latest in a back-and-forth trade dispute between the two countries, which has included Japan dropping South Korea from its own list of preferred trading partners. The best meteor shower of the year is underway. Across the Northern Hemisphere, sky watchers will be treated to a stunning array of meteors streaking overhead from Monday night into early Tuesday. The Perseids occur when Earth enters the debris field left behind by the comet Swift Tuttle. For best viewing, NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, recommends going far away from bright city lights to darker areas. And the South Korean boy band BTS is taking its first long holiday in 6 years after a series of global hits. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.